Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
I got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Joe, good morning. Dane, good morning. It is Chris Pavona with your fantasy sports news update. Guys, the city of Boston, they really are singing the blues. Stanley Cup Final, Game 7 last night. From worst to first, the St. Louis Blues are your 2019 Stanley Cup champions. The Blues win their first title in the team's 51-year history, beating the Boston Bruins last night 4-2-1. Blues goalie Jordan Binnington was phenomenal, stopping 32 of 33 shots, only letting one goal get by him in the end of the third period with the Blues up-handedly 4-0. Ryan O'Reilly wins the Conn Smythe Trophy, finishing the NHL playoffs with 23 points and eight goals, including a goal and an assist in last night's decisive game. Guys, I was saying that the city of Boston, they've been singing the Blues lately. It really has not been a great week for Boston fans between the Bruins losing last night. The Celtics seem to be kind of scrambling. We'll get to that later. The Red Sox are kind of on a roller coaster ride of a season, but maybe they can take some sort of solace in the fact that not only is former Red Sox star David Ortiz healing up well after being shot in his home of the Dominican Republic, but also knowing that justice is being served for Big Papi. According to sources, six suspects, including the alleged gunman, have been detained in the shooting of former Red Sox star, the Dominican Republic's chief prosecutor said Wednesday. Other suspects also were being pursued in the shooting, which witnesses said was carried out by two men on a motorcycle and two other groups of people in cars. Authorities have declined to give a motive for the shooting at a popular Santo Domingo bar Sunday night. Police Major General Ney Aldrin Bautista Almonte said the alleged coordinator of the attacks was offered 400,000 Dominican pesos, or roughly about $7,800 in U.S. currency, to carry out the shooting. He said the alleged coordinator also is among those in custody. Meanwhile, in Boston, David Ortiz's wife said in a statement that the former Red Sox slugger was able to sit up and take some steps as he recuperates in the intensive care unit at Massachusetts General Hospital. I still kind of wonder, though, how's she feeling about the rumors of
Because that's the reason, right?
Yeah,
because he was cheating on her with a drug lord's wife or girlfriend or something like that. So she's still going to stand by her man, interestingly enough. We'll see if he does recover fully, if she then, you know, chops his wiener off or something like that. And I've also learned here, Bavona, apparently $8,000, huh, is the cost to put a hit on someone.
In the Dominican Republic, that is.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know what that would be if it was here in the States. You know, maybe
an extra $500 to get him to fly on over to JFK and then carry out the deed and hop on. It's about $8,000.
I hate laughing at this. I hate laughing at that. But I mean, I don't know. The way you said it, kind of funny. But listen, no matter what, even again, we're Yankee fans here, but we wish the best for David Ortiz. And honestly, I say good luck to him and his wife, man, because after he does recuperate, I wouldn't be surprised if she starts flipping on him about the whole reason why he got shot.
Yep.
All right.
Coming.
She likes his money also that she's entitled to half of. You know,
this is very, you know, that's another true statement. Money will keep the woman around. NBA Finals tonight, Game 6 in Oakland for the final time at Oracle Arena. Warriors versus the Raptors. Toronto leads the series 3-2. And like I said, this will be the final NBA game at Oracle Arena as the Warriors get set to move across the bay to San Francisco starting next season. But tonight, the Warriors will not have their star Kevin Durant in the building. He suffered a ruptured Achilles tendon during Monday's victory over the Raptors in Game 5 and underwent surgery Wednesday in New York City. Durant took to Instagram to tell people he's doing okay, that it was his decision to play in Game 5, and that ultimately
he will be cheering for his brothers out in Oakland tonight. The Warriors said the surgery was done at Hospital for Special Surgery in New York and performed by Dr. Martin O'Malley. In other NBA news, Boston Celtics star Kyrie Irving is changing representation and is expected to partner with Roc Nation Sports, league sources told ESPN. Irving parted ways with longtime agent Jeff Wexler, on Wednesday, clearing the way for him to ultimately work with Jay-Z's Roc Nation prior to the start of NBA free agency on June 30th. Irving,
that's not a tell that he's signing with the Brooklyn Nets. And by the way, the Brooklyn Nets made trades to clear out this cap space. Yep. If that's not, you know, them tipping the hand that he's going to Brooklyn, I don't know what is.
Well, as I said, he remains intensely interested in the Brooklyn Nets. The Knicks are expected to remain competitive for Irving. The Nets and Knicks have hope to sign both Kyrie and Kevin Durant together into max salary slots. But, of course, now with the injury, that seems to at least make it a little bit murkier. However, the Knicks and Nets are both still interested in signing Durant and Irving together, according to certain league sources. Wexler had represented Irving since he was the number one overall pick out of Duke in 2011. He also helped negotiate everything for Kyrie Irving, along with his Uncle Drew soft drink commercial, as well as that movie character of that movie I have no desire to see. What? NBA players are not good actors outside of,
I trust your judgment.
Outside of Ray Allen as Jesus Shuttlesworth. That's it. And that's the news for me. Chris Bavona, congrats to the St. Louis Blues.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Final hour, Make It Rain Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And getting ready, man. I'm getting excited. Just about an hour and a half away, opening tee times for the U.S. Open. We've been diving into these matchups here, guys, giving you an opportunity to be able to profit. And the good thing about U.S. Opens and about majors is that it's not that hard early on to identify where the value lies. Guys coming into this tournament in shape and, you know, in good form, hitting a ball. The U.S. Open, for all its faults, it generally exposes those guys who, let's just say, have been mailing it in maybe a little bit here over the last couple of months, like a Phil Mickelson, like a Bubba Watson. You know, the course in the tournament just doesn't fit the game of even some of your most, you know, your favorite golfers. So when you have that, you can look at some of these matchups, not only first round, but for the tournament and go, there is some value here. And we'll get into Jordan Spieth coming up here in just a couple of minutes, because he's a guy that, little flying under the radar, I think, 17-1 to win the tournament?
Yep, 17.
And yeah, there are some matchups here for the tournament that are just, it's almost, you can't ignore it. Like, even though he's going up against guys like, you know, like Dustin Johnson, and the numbers he's getting, like the spreads here, guys, it makes no sense. You almost have to. This is the dude who's got three top tens here in a tournament. Right. He was third at the PGA at a course that didn't fit his game there at Bethpage Black. So this course fits him. This is a course I don't think any of us would be, we shouldn't be. Would you be shocked if come Sunday we've got Jordan Spieth in one of the top two groups there? Wouldn't surprise me. So I do think there's some value in some of these, some heads-to-heads. Do you have him on your ticket?
Yeah, but I did it in a very specific way, because also this USGA thing was interesting to me, right? And I thought there was the potential for the greens to get a lot harder, right? So I went his putting to not be as great. So I'm on him heavy today. I'm on him to shoot under his score today. And at 30-1, I have a couple of shekels on him being the first round leader as well. John.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. All right, let's make it rain here. Final hour coming your way. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Next. Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Endro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Endro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The morning after.
Somebody in the chat is bringing it up that I smack talked and tweeted at Julian Edelman, which is true. But he said bet against us. So I sent him a tweet saying, I'll take the Chiefs for $1,000. That's not smack talking. That's he said bet against it. I didn't say I want Julian Edelman to die. I said I'll take that to bet. I did actually tweet him and ask him if he cheated on his exam when he graduated too.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, time to make it rain here. Final hour. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. Looking forward here to the start. And Thursdays are always fun. Got a lot going on. Kind of got a getaway day there for baseball. Abbreviated schedule. But we've got an NBA game 6 tonight in Oakland. The final game at the Oracle in what has been one of the weirdest, strangest Twilight Zone type of NBA finals we have seen in a very, very long time. But it could very well come to an end tonight, and we could be looking at a Toronto Raptor team hoisting the Larry Brown Trophy. We'll talk about that a little bit coming up here at the bottom of the hour. But, of course, the U.S. Open is getting ready to tee off here in just about an hour or so from Pebble Beach in California. And, you know, Dane, it's no secret that one of our listeners here and a big supporter of the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we love her, Sooner Lisa.
Absolutely.
Her and I went to different colleges, let's say here. She's an OU girl, Oklahoma girl, and I'm an OSU, an Oklahoma State guy, and oftentimes we do not see eye to eye on just about, well, anything. So I did want to. The one thing I did agree with her on over the last couple of weeks, she has called the morning after and she has shared some of her golf picks with us during the major to PGA. And can I tell you something? She's been remarkably consistent. I thought it'd be great if we could get her on the phone here this morning and pick her brain. Let me hear who she has circled so we know who to fade. And this way it'll be good to go. So Sooner Lisa, good morning. How are you, darling?
Good morning, Joe. How are you? Hi, Dane.
Hey, what's going on, Lisa?
All right, girl. Come on.
Killing me.
You have done an amazing job in the world of golf here. I got it. Credit is where credit is due. But, of course, the first question I want to ask is, our boy Ricky Fowler, Oklahoma State alum there, is he on your card for this tournament?
No. It's just, that's all I got to say. No.
No, like, not at all. Absolutely not.
Listen, the four usual suspects, the Koepka, Woods, DJ, Rory, I can't even say it this morning, they're all there. But okay. I'm going to go with my boy Molinari.
Ooh.
I think he's going to do good. Yeah. I got to go with him. I'm going to go with Fleetwood, Snedeker, Justin Rose, and Stenson.
Damn. You know, like, we didn't bring up Stenson here. That's actually in a pretty impressive card. So we're going to go ahead and we've already got, obviously, the big four. And if it's one of them, it's one of them. But I like our four backup there, Dane. What do you think?
Listen, I gave out Fleetwood myself. Okay, I'm all over Fleetwood. I got him at 35-1 to win it all. I got him top 10, and I have him better than 23rd place, I believe. And with the guys, I'm like, by the way, Joe, that's how I'm doing it, right? A couple shekels to win, some in the top 10, and them just to beat their position. So if they just make the cut or beat their position, I'm winning because then I'm using that gravy to bet top 10 and then to win outright. Fleetwood's definitely one of my guys. We talked about Snedeker as well. I'm matching him up against Bryson DeChambeau, against guys like we talked about, like John Rahm. And when it comes to Stenson, listen, Stenson's a guy who we talked about last week. Remember, that was one of those guys in that tier that may have been good last week, and he was in the top 10 last week, so he's in good form. So I like it. I like where she's going.
I can't believe I'm about to say this sooner, Lisa, but I am, as we are speaking, I am actually tailing your plays. I am hitting the play button. I am actually putting my money exactly where Sooner Lisa says it should go here. So I love Justin Rose. I love the fact that you came out with Henrik Stenson because I did not consider him, and I would much rather die Sooner Lisa than on Monday have to go, Sooner Lisa gave us the winner and I didn't play it. So you've kind of forced me my hand here, Sooner Lisa.
It's open.
Yeah, but now Monday it's going to be me if you don't win. That's going to have to take the brunt of it. So.
No, good job with you, Sooner Lisa. And let me ask you why I got you on the phone, because Dane and I, are you a We the North girl? You rooting for Toronto here tonight?
I obviously I'm an Oklahoma City Thunder fan. I've never wanted a team to win more for somebody else than I want the Raptors to win for Gabe.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Plus, I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of going against the Warriors, but yeah, I do definitely want the Raptors to win. And I wanted the Blues to win last night, because that was a lot of fun.
It's a two for. I'm telling you, she's on a roll here, Dane. She's been touting the Blues. She's been touting the Raptors. And I'm telling you, you guys are crazy if you don't tell her golf picks. Or she's done really well here over the last couple of majors. So very impressive, Sooner Lisa. I've got to tell you, I see this wasn't so bad, right? This wasn't so harmful here. Yeah. I thought we were very cordial to each other.
Oh, everything's fine.
We were, but I was going to ask you, did you get your money back from your plane ticket to Omaha?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I had to fire a shot somewhere, Joe.
You know what I'm saying, Dane? Things were going swimmingly right up until she brought the cop.
You were just talking about how nice and smooth it was. There was no beef. And then a final jab. Hey, Lisa, let me ask you one question. Because we've been talking about some of these sportsmanship things, like cheering the KD injury or the U.S. women, you know, celebrating some of their goals. Do you think one of those was more unsportsmanlike than the other? Were both of those kind of fine behavior, or were both of those kind of rubbing you the wrong way?
Well, first of all, I don't think it's ever fine to cheer an injury, ever.
Okay.
But that's one of those things. I go to a lot of sporting events. I don't know if they were really cheering the injury or cheering the fact that KD was leaving the game and it gives them the better chance. I don't think it was the actual injury they were cheering. if that makes
no,
sense.
It's fair. No, it makes sense. In the heat of the moment, I think I agree. Like, it wasn't registered. It was just the fact that they turned the ball over and KD looks like he's on his way out of the game. Not that I hope he blew his Achilles kind of thing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they had no idea at that point how serious the injury was. It doesn't matter because you should never cheer an injury. I just don't think they were cheering the actual injury. I don't know. I would never, ever, even if OU were playing Texas, if a Texas player gets hurt, we don't cheer. You know,
that's impressive.
Even if it was Colt McCoy or Ricky Williams, you would start cheering in the red.
You got to respect athletes, and you don't ever want them to get hurt. So,
you know,
I love it.
I hear you. I got to tell you, Joe, I don't know if we have enough time. Maybe on the other side of the break, I got to tell you, when I think karma came back to bite me, I did this once. I'll tell the story on the other side of the break.
Oh, no, that's terrible. All right, Sooner Lisa, you rule, girl. Appreciate your time. Appreciate the selections. And, of course, hopefully on Monday we'll be calling you up celebrating our victory here with your golf selections. But good luck. Enjoy the weekend. We the North tonight, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, go Raptors. Bye, guys.
You got it. All right, Sooner Lisa, man. Awesome stuff there. I'm telling you, she forced my hand there. I didn't even... For some reason, I didn't consider Stenson, but he's got to be a top 10, top 20 guy here. And right. I don't know why he missed my card. So could you imagine what that would have been like on Monday had, you know, Justin Rose or Stenson?
Right. She gave it out. And right now I'm staring at him at 65-1. Right. So all of a sudden, you know, we give out all these, and then we're not on it. That'd be like me, you know, not betting Furyk or Finau. And by the way, I have Jim Furyk at better than 45th place, which I think is
nice.
Good to go.
That's very good. I got him for the tournament. I took a flyer on him for the, I think I got him at 110-1 for the tournament, because Furyk is another one of these guys that, he's in the middle, and look at that, he's on the green, and if he can putt, exactly. Look at that. Jim Furyk's, tied for the lead. Yep. Exactly. Plus, you got to love his cat. You got to root for Duff on the bag, man.
Right. So let me tell you something. Remember, we just talked about the last time I was in like a fight with the Wally, the green mascot. I showed the picture. All right. So the next time after in my life that I was at a fight, it was at Joe Robbie Stadium, brother man. And I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you what happened with a specific Jets Dolphins game that relates to what Sooner Lisa was just saying, cheering in.
Love this. Love this. All right. We'll dive into that. We'll give some of our matchups here in the U.S. Open, plus talk about tonight's NBA Finals game next here at Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Up out of there.
Ain't nothing but against the party.
Light that up, Slim. Why are you acting like that?
All right, we got ourselves a championship game coming up here. We had one last night, of course, with the St. Louis Blues. Congratulations to the Blues. First time, 51 years of existence, hosting that Lord Stanley Cup. 4-1 beatdown of the Boston Bruins on the road. Talk about a weird series. St. Louis all playoff long, somehow or another, couldn't win at home, but loves to, I think they were 11-2 on the road during the Stanley Cup playoff run there, and just strange. You kind of got the same thing going on here in the NBA Finals tonight, where the last four games have been won by the road team, and it just, what's up is down, what's left is right, what makes sports so much fun. Durant's back, now he's not back, now it's very, very interesting. We can tell you from a Vegas perspective the line and what the markets are doing. The markets and the sharp money are coming in on the Toronto Raptors. It's moved from 4.5 to 4 to 3.5 to steam coming into 3. Now, Dan, I'm looking at a majority of the books, it looks like about 2.5 now. That their favorite, that being, of course, the Golden State. I hope it goes 7, not really, because I got a bet on it, but it would be good for the fans, I think, and it would just go to, Golden State is going to do anything and everything in their power to be able to extend this series and then get it to a game 7 where anything can happen, but I'm just not convinced. That's what we've got going on here. I do think Toronto, judging by the numbers, when you take the Kevin Durant and the drama and everything else out of the equation, just look at the basketball that we have seen for 5 games. When you dive into the numbers, Toronto has dominated this series. They've dominated the paint. They've dominated the free throw line. And, they've actually hit 6 more three-pointers in total over 5 games than Golden State. Golden State has had 4 really good quarters out of 20 here, and the numbers bear that to be true. But because of all the other noise, because of everything else, the drama with Durant and all of these guys getting thrown out, minority owners getting tossed out of the game, and this, we've got road teams dominating as opposed to home teams in the NBA. So much weirdness and craziness that, put it all aside, guys. The X's and O's, the actual basketball on the court played through 20 quarters, there is one team that is clearly better than the other. That is the Toronto Raptors. And we've always said it. In a 7-game series, what made Golden State so impossible to beat was they're the better team. You may beat them for a game here or a game there, but ultimately, very hard to be not the best team and win a 4-7 series. And the same, unfortunately, applies to Golden State here in Toronto. They're not the better team. They've got the better history. They've got the better resume. But in this series through 5 games, they're not the better team, which is why I've got Toronto winning it tonight, winning the championship, closing it out, laying the points, money line. To me, just take Toronto in 6. I'm still seeing it as plus 125 is available. Toronto, I think, gets the job done here tonight because of basketball reasons, because the numbers say they're the better team right now here, Dane.
All right, fair enough. But if you like Toronto in six, that's the same as betting the game, right? And tonight they're plus 125 underdogs on the game, plus 2.5 right now is what I see, with the total at 211.5. Like, for me, at what point do we believe our eyes instead of, like, the proverbial back of the baseball card, right? I think that's the essential question here, Joe, and that's what we've been talking about for the better part of the last week. I am going to still ride two things until she bucks me, and I am leaning still a little bit more like the public, like the Vegas. I am still leaning more towards Golden State tonight. And the two things that I'm going to hang my hat on that I'm still going to ride, even though you are correct, Joe, it hasn't come to pass as much in this series. One is the value of home court. I think that because this is an Oracle and because it's kind of like last chance saloon for the prideful defending champions, I do think that home court is going to matter. I know they lost games 3 and 4 at Oracle. I know they lost in the regular season at home to this team. I just think that that home field court advantage will be amplified tonight. The other thing I have said all playoffs long that hasn't necessarily been right in the last three games, let's say, is the idea of the role players defecating the mattress on the road. We went into this series thinking this was Kawhi Leonard and who else. As this series has evolved, we've seen multiple Raptors playing the role of Robin. You know, we saw one game where like 5 or 6 guys were in double figures. We've seen, you know, some of those efforts from guys like Gasol, Danny Green, and others. I actually believe two incredibly key guys tonight are Danny Green and Fred VanVleet. Those are the two guys who have been hitting threes, who have been hitting outside shots so far in this series. Danny Green has been on. Fred VanVleet has been on. They've been getting 12, 14 kind of points. I think those are the points that they've required, they've needed. I don't know if I would depend on them tonight. I would take the unders on Danny Green and Fred VanVleet. That is my path for the home team to win today. I think this might be back to a bait effort from Kawhi, but the supporting cast not there. That's what I'm going to hang my hat on and ride, because I am back in Golden State tonight.
All right, they're champs until somebody beats them. I can completely appreciate that. There is obviously a path for Golden State to win. I'll go ahead and ride We the North there. I think they'll get it done, but it wouldn't, it shouldn't shock anybody, I don't think, if all of a sudden we're talking about a game 7. And I certainly know the NBA and the networks and the advertisers would love themselves a game 7. I think that's that is something.
Father's Day night, sure.
Yeah, that would absolutely be something worth looking into. But tonight, 9 o'clock, guys, it'll all be said and done. Who will the champion be crowned tonight? Will we get the Father's Day game 7 winner take all? It's going to be fun to watch, which means we're probably going to be up a little bit later again tonight, and we'll have some fun. Tomorrow, that is for sure. But of course, we do have other opportunities to be able to make it rain here today, including about an hour away from the tee off there at Pebble Beach U.S. Open. We've been dropping all sorts of matchups and guys that we like here in this tournament, being able to decipher the golf course, who it sets up for, who's in good form, who's not, and these matchups. I mean, it's nice to pick who the winner is going to be on Sunday, right? It's nice. You kind of make the bet. You go to bed. You wake up on Sunday. Who won? Did I win it? Nice. But the truth is, in golf, some of the best money and some of the biggest opportunities to profit come from the daily matchups, from some of these, you know, top 10, top 5, top 15 bets, that kind of thing. And there definitely is some value here today, not only first rounds, but also, you know, the tournament matchups here. And if you're just joining us, we've covered a whole bunch, including guys that we're fading. Dane and I are fading, meaning we're going to be taking whoever these guys are playing in some situations. Guys like John Rahm, guys like Bubba Watson. For me, guys like Phil Mickelson, who it's not the same course that it was at the AT&T. Phil is just not in. He is not in shape. His game has not been there over the last couple of months. And knowing the U.S. Open rough, knowing how consistently in the fairway you've got to be, Phil would be a guy that I would absolutely fade. And then you've got some of these undervalued guys. And we'll give you a couple of names here for you as well. Guys like, oh, I don't know, Jordan Spieth, who a lot of people forget just wasn't that long ago. Guy is a U.S. Open champion, two-time U.S. Open champion, in fact. This is a guy that can get it done, who went off the rails a little bit last year, kind of been MIA, but certainly over the last couple of months, three top 10 finishes, third in a major there, that being at the PGA, finished, I believe, top 10 there at the Master. He's done really, really well. He's put it together here over the last couple of months.
Recent form.
And which is why I'm looking at him versus, in the tournament, him versus Dustin Johnson, and he is getting plus 220. Wow. So Jordan Spieth is, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm looking at some of these numbers for Jordan Spieth. I'm sorry, plus 216. He's getting plus 216. He's getting 3.5 strokes at plus 115 against Dustin Johnson. Now, keep in mind, Chambers Bay there a couple years ago when he won the Open, you know who he beat? Dustin Johnson. That's right. He beat Dustin Johnson there. So I think Jordan Spieth is in way too good a shape, too good a form. There's just so much value in taking Jordan Spieth in that matchup because, Vegas is telling you, ultimately, he's got no chance at beating Dustin Johnson this term. I would beg to differ. I'll take the plus 216. I'll even give me the 3.5 strokes at plus money. I'm going to take that one, too, as well, for sure.
Yeah, and I like him today specifically, okay, because now when I hear these rumors about the USGA messing with the course, and if the greens are good now, I'll take Jordan Spieth being able to putt on those greens. You talked about it. A lot of this stuff with the Poiana grass are going to be who can make the 10-footer for par, right, and prevent the blow-up in that way. And Jordan Spieth is one of the better putters on tour. He's also – I want to hear from you, though, Joe. He's in the final group today. He's in the last group today with Tiger, and I forget who else. But, you've talked about also going out early, going out late. Is it because of the weather, something like that? Do you think there's an advantage to starting early or late today?
Just depends on the weather. It's first round, so the greens aren't going to be that beat up. The fairways aren't going to be that beat up.
That's
Friday.
That's why I like him early in the tournament.
And this way he'll be able to see what's in front of him. Playing with Tiger, why not? He's not going to be intimidated by Tiger Woods. And I'm looking at that first round matchup: Tiger Woods, Jordan Spieth. Jordan Spieth plus 120 with Tiger Woods today in round one.
I gotta tell you, today,
man, there's gonna be some money. There is some money to make today. I'm gonna wrap all the money around Jordan Spieth. We'll give you some more of that coming up. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40. Your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
when you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
All right, guys, time to put your money where your mouth is and take a shot here. Opening a sports wagering account at FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. And listen, you can do it now, right? You've got the U.S. Open. We're giving you the matchups. We're giving you the plays here. A lot of fun ways to be able to profit, but it starts with getting the right book. FanDuel. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Receive a bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, in-game wagering, college or pro sports. You're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open up your new account. Claim that free wager of up to $500 today. Dane Martinez here alongside, me, myself, and I, Joe Ranieri, on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We are going to be profiting here today. We're going to be, we got a couple of first round matchups that we're really excited about as Pebble Beach getting ready to be the site here of the Open. Tiger Woods, and you mentioned late in the day here today, 5 o'clock Eastern time, 2 o'clock Pacific time there out in Pebble Beach. Man, that Tiger Woods, Jordan Spieth final grouping there. How cool is that? I mean, that's going to be awesome, man. There's going to be you're already going to know by that time who the leaders are, what numbers you got to shoot. So Tiger Woods, yeah. And
Justin Rose, too. Like, don't sleep on Justin Rose in that group either.
Yeah, and he's another guy, too, that's not getting an awful lot of love
at that
all
level,
tournament
right.
long. He hasn't been in great form, but to his credit, a couple of years ago when he won the U.S. Open, he wasn't in great form there either. So we know he's got the game, and I think right now he's being a little bit, he's been a little underutilized. You know, Jordan Spieth again, here's another one. Jordan Spieth versus Patrick Cantlay. Now, Cantlay, of course, won a couple of weeks ago at the Memorial. But Jordan Spieth is plus 140 there. Like, every matchup that Jordan Spieth has, he's getting absolutely no respect. He's getting 2.5 strokes there. He's getting 3.5 strokes with Dustin Johnson. I don't know, guys. Jordan Spieth, to me, his game is made for the U.S. Opens, which is why he's been so successful at them. He's in the best shape that he's been in a long time, the best form he's been in a long time. And he's going to a place where he has won on greens like this in tournaments like... Like, am I missing something here with Jordan Spieth? It just seems like there's totally undervalued right now in this tournament.
Yeah, I'm with you on this, Joe. And generally, you know, the guys like the Thomases, the Rose, the Cantlays, the Spieths, even some of these guys that tier down from that I'm on, like Schauffele, let's say, I think that's where you want to play because I just think there's no value with the Dustins, Brooks, Tiger, and Rory. And because there's no value there, the public is all over those names, the names you know, these people that are betting the majors and don't follow golf. It's these other guys that are, you know, top 10, top 15 players in the world that legitimately have as good a shot as any, but you're going to get extra value here this week with those guys being, like Patrick Cantlay is another one, in my opinion. I'm on him. He's like 19-1. This guy is in good form. We saw him shoot 62 on a Saturday at the Masters. Mm-hmm. He won a tournament, I think, like 2 weeks ago or finished second, something like that. So he's another guy that I think is incredibly capable and being overlooked on some level.
I agree, man. And there is just some head scratching going on here. And value still rules the day, guys. I don't care what you're betting on. You're looking for value. And if you're somebody that goes, you know what, I'd like to see the results today. I don't want to have to wait till Sunday. Then concentrate on some of these first round matchups like we just told you. And I'll take Jordan Spieth against Tiger Woods in the first round in that matchup. I've got no problem doing that at that price. Rory McIlroy is another interesting guy. And when you look at some of the matchups he has just today in the first round, we talked about fading. Top of the show, John Rahm, right? Well, yes. John Rahm is taking on Rory McIlroy round one, and Rory is a minus 150 favorite. John Rahm is plus 140. Holding true to form, there is a whole lot of ways I can see Rory McIlroy being better than John Rahm today. And McIlroy, by the way, if you want to delay a half, is minus 127. So if Rahm doesn't make the cut, which is what Dane and I are projecting, that's a pretty good matchup right there, too, as well.
Yeah, would you lay the half stroke? I'm going to lay, because, you know, minus 150, 155 is a little big for me to do it.
I would lay the stroke.
I lay the stroke. Yeah, I lay the stroke. And then it's minus, I've seen minus 115. That might be, one of the ways to skin a cat, let's say.
Not a bad way to look at it, man. Not a bad way to look at it at all, actually. And let me see some of the...
One of our guys that we wanted to fade, also Bubba. You wanted to fade Bubba. I see him, another guy that I think, and again, I don't want to be stereotypical, but a lot of the Asian players, right, are not as long and technically sound, that sort of thing. And that's what we're touting this week, as opposed to the long hitter that's a basket case. I got Bubba Watson up against Haitong Li. And I'm seeing Lee actually at plus money straight up against Bubba Watson today for the first round. Would Haitong Li be one of those guys who's like a safer, disciplined play against a guy like Bubba today also?
Listen, he's 23, hasn't won a PGA Tour event yet, but you know what? He has competed with the best of them throughout the year in big tournaments. So, yes, consistently. And he's one of those guys, ball striking, amazing, right? This is his third, I believe. He was third at his first Open Championship in 2017. He was top 20 at the U.S. Open last year. Wow. He is kind of boom or bust, obviously, because of the putter. But I'll tell you this: he doesn't make a lot of bogeys. He's going up against Bubba. To me, take Haitong Li at plus money all day long over Bubba Watson right now. First round.
What kind of looking for?
Yep. That's a bet right now, as a matter of fact. As you're doing that, I see him. I got him at plus. We're going to go ahead and play that right now. Let me go ahead and put that in.
Plus money.
Yeah, plus money. We are taking it. Haitong Li.
If I can find someone plus money against John Rahm, against Bubba Watson, against Bryson DeChambeau, some of these guys, then I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? And I got to tell you something else. I like the fact that it's on the West Coast, Joe. The fact that it's on the West Coast. Like, Jordan Spieth, Tiger Woods, that group is going out at, like, I think 5 p.m. Eastern or something.
Yes,
they're
going
to be on the course, right? By the time they finish, then I tune on over to Golden State Toronto. It's a nice little evening tonight.
Let me tell you, too, by the way, Jordan Spieth, since we've been talking, he's now getting 4.5 strokes against Dustin Johnson for the tournament.
Interesting.
4.5 strokes is what he is getting now. He's bound to, and I guess I wasn't the only one, because he's down to now plus 208 in the tournament.
See?
I'm sorry. I just don't. No love for Jordan Spieth, and we're going to be talking here on Monday, guys. Yeah, I really do, especially up against Tiger, and I got no problem taking him against Tiger in this situation, but... As we look a couple of more first-round matchups here today, so you can take that money and roll it in, of course, to tonight's NBA Game 6 there, the finals. Golden State taking on the Toronto Raptors. Some of the other guys that we had talked about there. And there are some tough matchups here today, that is for sure. And Cantley is another one of these guys, man, where he took last week off. He won the week before. The guy's in some of the best... rounding, he's in some of the best form that he has been. He finally broke through.
We've seen him go low at majors. We've seen him go low at majors. He shot like 62 Saturday at the Masters.
Yep. I gotta tell you, man, I got Kuchar versus Adam Scott, two guys that we like that are in there. I do like Kevin Na. We mentioned him earlier, won a couple of weeks ago. Kevin Na in the middle from the West Coast, knows his course, going up against Keegan Bradley. And this is a round one matchup. Kevin Na is minus 110. Keegan Bradley is even money. I do believe Na is in much better form this game. Keegan Bradley is all over the place. He could be good for a 74. I do think that Na understands, lives in the area, plays this golf course a lot. I do like
Na versus Bubba Watson. I can get Na versus Bubba Watson.
And I'm taking that too as well. Yep. I'm going to take Na versus Bubba Watson. One of the guys that I am absolutely fading as well is Patrick Reed. Patrick Reed is a guy that some courses and some tournaments are good for Patrick Reed, but he is not necessarily his stats this year. Terrible in driving distance, terrible in keeping the ball in the fairway. Hasn't been great as far as the short game goes. I do see that this is one of those Patrick Reed tournaments where he misses the cut, which he has done a number of times here over the last couple of months. I don't think Patrick Reed makes the cut. So when you see him going up against Louis Oosthuizen, who, let's face it, Louis's been there, done that here.
That's right.
Louis Oosthuizen is a minus 115 favorite against Patrick Reed. That is definitely something I would also look at. And I don't know what you do here, man. What do you do, Ricky Fowler, Jason Day? The problem with Jason Day is Jason Day is much better on Saturday and Sunday than he is on Thursday and Friday. He's got the back issues.
He's got that back, right? Yeah.
And it takes him time to get it going. So usually by, Friday afternoon, Saturday morning, he's really starting to round into form. And I think Ricky, more than anybody else, realizes he's got to come out firing here. Ricky needs a big opening round to keep himself in contention right off the bat. And what time are they? I think they're teeing off at, that's 11 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, they're at 11 a.m. tee time Eastern.
Eastern time. So, you know what? I might back Ricky on a couple of these matchups.
On the three ball.
Because how are we going to look if we go, guy's got the game. He's the best guy not to win a major. And then, of course, he's going to, contend for a major and none of us had him.
Yeah, it's so like Henrik Stenson.
Yeah, exactly. But a lot of these matchups today, guys, there's some money to be made here. And finally, of course, for the tournament, give me your big two, man. Who are your big two for the tournament?
If I had to narrow it to two, I told you I've been on Cantlay, Scott, Fleetwood, and Shoffley all day. Something's telling me Xander Shoffley is going to be there. Something tells me if I got to give you two guys, Cantlay, a lot of people know about. He's at like 19-1. Give me Fleetwood and give me Shoffley as two guys that I think will be there, that I think is value. People are not really talking about them as much as they need to. Fleetwood and Shoffley.
I love that. I mean, ultimately, I do think we could be talking about Jordan Spieth as the champion on Monday, and he's still about 16-17-1. But
I have him 30-1 to be the first round leader.
There you go. So I do like guys I like here with decent pricing, guys. Tommy Fleetwood, 30-1. Tony Finau, 40-1.
Oh, Finau.
Adam Scott in that ballpark.
My guy,
and my
hey,
long
solidarity,
one.
Solidarity, Joe.
Give me the 100-1. Give me the old guy, man. Give me Jim Furyk. Give me Furyk, man, at 105-1. That's what we're talking about.
Good.
Thanks, Suna Lisa, for stopping by with her picks. Awesome stuff. We'll break it down for you tomorrow. Tonight, give me We the North. Get it over with. We'll break it all down. Morning after next.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
It's funny, too. We always talk about line shopping, right, guys? Let me explain to you what happened with this guy, too. He was at Paris in Vegas, and he went to the sports book, and the line was 250. But he said, smartly, let me go to the Bellagio, and let me see what the odds are there. You know, he said, let me go to at least one other book to see what I got. So he goes to the Bellagio, and that they had it at 150-1. So he's like, you know what? Took the time, walked back to Paris, had that $400 in his pocket, put it down on his way to the airport. And that was an additional $40,000 by him doing that shopping and getting the best number. We talk about it all the time. And he did say last night, I had a concession. He's like, I'm not going to lie. I had a concession speech ready to go. And he's like, I would have just said, because, you know, the pressure, not only for him, but think about it, though, the family, everyone around him's like, take the money, man. Take the money, dude. Like, what are you going to do?
His wife is saying, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Take the money. And he said that, listen, at the end of the day, he's, you know, he still had his career, still had his family, his friends, his wife. You know, he's like, I'm still a winner one way or the other, which is fantastic when you just lost out on possibly $100,000. I guess what the hell else are you going to say besides I probably should have taken the money?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I think that's a good lesson, too. Didn't hedge, didn't do anything. He basically, you know, he wrote it. He said, listen, they're my team. Don't know if they're ever going to get here again. And I want to see it through. And I think, let's face it, it's that much more rewarding, man, for you.
Sure.
That $400, what a ride for this dude here over the first 6 months of the year. Fantastic stuff. I'm happy for the guy, too. I'm happy he didn't cave to everyone else's pressure about what he should or shouldn't do. He stuck to his guns, and good for him.
Oh, so what does that mean? Is he Zion Williamson or Kevin Durant? He stuck to his guns and did what he wanted to do?
He did.
But here's the thing. Yes, it's a nice story, and it's even nicer that he decided to press his luck and keep the faith, that sort of thing. But couldn't he have also, let's say he takes the $70,000 offer, right? It's not like he can't say that this is due to him having faith in his team. He's still played this bet when the Blues were literally dead last in the NHL, he could still have the narrative that he had faith in his team and turned it into $75,000. Like, that's still a great story for the grandkids, you know? So, like, listen, I'm happy for the guy, and he stuck to his convictions. That's cool and all. I just think at a certain point, it was actually a dumb move. It played out nicely for him, but I would have taken the offer of $50,000 to $75,000.
You got to think, too, it would have been fantastic for us if he would have lost. That would have been really we would have had a whole lot of fun here this morning, as well as everyone else. The coulda, shoulda, would have, and that adds even more pressure to the dude. But think about how at peace you have to be with yourself. And this is, I don't know how much this guy gambles on an everyday basis. I'm going to say probably not much. But you've got to be at a certain comfort level in your own well-being to go, you know what? It's $400. I'm not missing it.
Comfort in your financial stability.
Right, exactly. As well, exactly. You know what I mean?
That's part of it.
You've got to be able to go, okay. You know, so what?
Some of these guys. The other one you were talking about, the guy who bet on Tiger, remember, it turned like $80,000 into one over a million. Like, let's reset expectations here. You have to be at a certain level of financially stable and comfortable to wager $80,000 on anything in the first place, okay?
Good point.
Like, listen, I got a job. I ain't betting $80,000 on anything. Why? Because $80,000 is real money to me that can sustain me for a year.